The Faculty Senate at the University of Alabama recently passed a resolution apologizing for the university's connections with slavery. But not everyone in the community approves of making amends. Essayist Diane Roberts grew up in the South. She teaches at the University of Alabama.
It may be the 21st century, but down in Dixie, we still live in a world the slaves made. Slaves cleared the thick forests for fields that still grow cotton. Slaves built the beautiful white column plantation houses we still like to show off. Slaves helped to make the University of Alabama, the bricks of the Gorgas House, and the fine staircase in the President's Mansion. University presidents owned slaves. Professors owned slaves. Students owned slaves. Slavery, the Civil War, George Wallace, Jim Crow, this is our context, in the background perhaps, but always present. And now a professor at the law school here has done research showing that one antebellum university president taught in his philosophy class that slavery was part of the natural order of things, and a faculty member taught that Africans were fit only for slavery. Thanks to this law professor, we now know the little storage buildings behind the president's mansion were slave quarters, and that two slaves were buried in unmarked graves on our pretty green campus. Now the University of Alabama has apologized, officially, publicly. The background, the underground, has reared up and taken over the foreground. The apology made the national news, an Alabama institution doing an un-Alabama-like thing. We are all assumed to be walking around still mad about Appomattox, still hating Sherman. I guess some of us are. Some ask, why should the university say it's sorry for something that got settled in 1865, something that was, before the Civil War, perfectly legal? They ask, why can't we let the past be the past, let it go, forget about it? Some of these people are the ones who take the day off on Robert E. Lee's birthday, who have a Confederate battle flag bumper sticker, who dress their teenage daughters up in hoop skirts for Heritage Week, as if the old bricks of university buildings made themselves, as if you can have reconciliation without truth, as if you get to pick which parts of history you like and ignore the rest.
Diane Roberts is on sabbatical from the University of Alabama in Tuscaloosa, where she's a professor in the English department.